Hey, Lulu here. Whether we are romping through science, music, politics, technology, or feelings, we seek to leave you seeing the world anew. Radiolab adventures right on the edge of what we think we know, wherever you get podcasts.
Talk about tribalism and stress playing itself out in the U.S. Congress. If the low point of the Republican brand this year was Texas Senator Ted Cruz reading Green Eggs and Ham on the floor of the most august debating society in the world, the U.S. Senate, listen.
When Americans tried it, they discovered they did not like Green Eggs and Ham, and they did not like Obamacare either.
Remember that moment? Well, yesterday, you might say the GOP brand repair team went to work at the Conservative Heritage Foundation.
If our generation of conservatives wants to enjoy our own defining triumph, our own 1980, we're going to have to deserve it. That means sharpening more pencils than knives. The kind of work it'll require is neither glamorous nor fun, and sometimes it isn't even noticed. But it is necessary. To deserve victory, conservatives have to do more than pick a fight. We have to win a debate.
That's Utah's junior senator, Republican Mike Lee, seemingly trying to bury some hatchets at the Heritage Foundation. Can Republicans collectively direct their energy to shape a new agenda rather than railing against the establishment and seeing enemies outside and even inside the GOP? Joining me now, Takeaway Washington correspondent Todd Zwillick. Welcome, Todd.
Hi, John.
Is this real kind of self-reflection going on here, or is this more messaging?
It's hard to say, but it sounds a lot like messaging, because when I took that quote back, the one you just played, sometimes it takes more pencils than knives, and talked to a couple of Republican operatives on the Hill from what you might call the establishment, you know what their response was? Yeah, more pencils than knives, as Mike Lee is wiping his bloodstained knife and sheathing it, stained with his own party. That's what they had to say back. It's still warfare, John. There is no reparation going on. Not yet. Not in the Republican Party.
What do you make of this comment by, really, a leader of the GOP, leader of the traditional GOP, someone who has a reputation as a bridge builder? Here's Senator Lindsey Graham.
Conservatism's not the problem. We've got demographic problems. We've got some messaging problems. I think it's definitely appropriate to be against Obamacare, but we need to be for something. So if we self-correct, we'll be fine. If we don't, we'll suffer the same fate.
Being for something, is that the self-correction?
Lindsey Graham has tried to be for something, and he's tried to take this message to Republican ranks. He uses that folksy language to say, look, it's fun being the party of the angry white man, but we've got a demographic problem. We can't make angry white guys fast enough. That's why Lindsey Graham has been one of the people for comprehensive immigration reform. Well, John, immigration reform is one of the key policies that the GOP itself, the establishment Republican Party, said in its autopsy after that Mitt Romney election, that self-assessment to say, we need to be on board with comprehensive immigration reform. We need to reach out to new constituencies. Mitt Romney lost Latinos by nearly 40 points. Well, comprehensive immigration reform was dealt a hammer blow for this year, just this week, John, by this very infighting that we're talking about. Marco Rubio, Tea Party favorite, Latino-Cuban senator from Florida, we all know him with presidential aspirations, one of the co-sponsors of comprehensive reform along with Lindsey Graham, this week told his Republicans, drop it. Don't go to conference with Democrats. It's a trap. Pass smaller things. Don't try to do a pathway to citizenship. He's saying himself the effort is dead for now, and that tells you a lot.
Tribal politics versus inclusive politics, and tribalism wins. Are the Democrats to blame as well?
Well, Democrats right now are standing back and kind of loving what they see out of Republicans, except the problems with healthcare.gov and the early problems with the Affordable Care Act do pose a potential problem for Democrats who think that this is going to at least save them from losses, save them from losing the Senate in 2014, the shutdown, in other words. They are watching Republicans make a great deal of political hay today, tomorrow, all this week, out of the terrible rollout of Obamacare, and wondering how long the juice is going to last. You know, one person said to me, it's kind of like that game Pac-Man, when Pac-Man eats the pellet and all the ghosts are blue and Pac-Man wins for a few seconds. They feel like that's Republicans right now easily winning on Obamacare. When do the ghosts turn back to normal color so we can start chasing them again? That's a little bit of an episode, but the shutdown debt limit fight Democrats believe is a huge winner for them, or at least a loss preventer. And we're a little bit of a ways from 2014. The last thing I'll tell you, John, much more proximate. Next week in Virginia, the governor's race, Ken Cuccinelli, the Republican, Terry McAuliffe, the Democrat, the polls are pretty clear. Cuccinelli is going to lose that race, and Democrats are going to say it's the shutdown, stupid. Republicans killed themselves.
Todd Zwillick, Takeaway Washington correspondent, talking about ghosts, Pac-Man, and the tribalism in Washington. Thanks, Todd.
Pleasure.